Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush had to step out. He's on his way to Albion. But he was here for the first 50 minutes of the show. We appreciate him coming in today.
That's amazing.
That was great of him. He didn't have to do that. He could have just woke up late, a little later, and drove to Albion. But no, he came for the first 50 minutes, talked to Trev Alberts.
He's loyal.
We did a roll
call. Who's not loyal?
Trev.
I got a question for the breakers. Yeah, hold that up.
Benedict. Alberts was the shirt prop this morning.
Preferably in front of your face.
I don't want to be the Benedict. That means I'm the Benedict then if I'm put in front of my face.
You're not the Benedict. No, you're loyal.
Exactly. See?
You're loyal.
I can't put that in front of me.
We've been doing this show
for a long time.
For 8 years.
8 years.
That's loyalty.
It is.
Trev, now the question I have for the breakers. Have we been unduly harsh on Trev today?
Hold that for one thought.
Okay.
Hold that for
1 second.
Yeah. Hour two sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, Steve Schindler, by the way, was in the motorcade yesterday, and he made it all the way back to Creighton by 3 o'clock.
They whisked him.
They whisked him back. Yeah, he was here. He was back in Creighton having a steak at 3 p.m.
Shindy was whisked from Creighton.
Creighton.
To Lincoln.
Got a run.
Where did he go to Lincoln?
He went to the stadium to deal with the matter, you know, try to get Dennis LeBlanc hired. That's what happened. He dealt with the situation. They got Dennis LeBlanc hired, and then he was on his way back to Creighton.
And he was whisked
putting out fires.
He was whisked out of his the places he went, North Stadium, you're saying Runza too?
At Runza, and then Valentino's also for a slice of pizza on the way out.
He was whisked out of that Suburban.
Yep.
As if he were Ryoko Ono.
Yes. That's about right. And he made it back safely, and he had his runs and his Valentino's pizza, and everything's good in the world now.
I am telling you, Jake, Bella, if you would have saw what I saw, it was amazing. It was a huge. Now this was back in
the Yoko Ono motorcade.
Yeah, when Crouch won the Heisman, and I don't know, I was just wandering around Times Square at night, and there was a huge commotion. I mean, it was a big deal, and somebody just said to me, "Oh, that's Yoko Ono. That's Yoko Ono. She went into the restaurant." I'm like, whoa.
Were you starstruck?
I didn't. I only saw like the back of her head. I mean, I wasn't starstruck. I was just freaked out by the scene and how quickly it all went down. Car park. She gets out. There's a lot of commotion. Bah, you know, yelling.
Yeah.
She's in. It's over. Off she goes. It probably happens all the time there. You know.
Probably does.
Shin Daddy would understand.
Shin Daddy today is taking the day off. He's, you know, he had a big day yesterday coming down here. He helped get an AD hired here yesterday. Interim AD. Take the day off. He's going fishing up there. He's going fishing in Creighton. That's what he's doing.
Is he going fishing?
Going fishing. Day off today. Back to work Monday.
Shindy did.
He's getting prepared for St. Patrick's Day and everything too. So
I mean, I think I just was saying on Aging Gracefully that you need to dial back sometimes.
He's listening to you. See?
I don't think he's listening to me.
He listened to you.
He is dialing back today.
Yes. Thank you to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2 as always on early break. 464-5685, call or text as always. Back to the question you had just put out there.
Are we being unduly harsh on Trev Alberts on this show today?
What do you think the response has been in the text line to that question you posed? In the 1 minute that you posed it there.
I would guess that they would feel we're not being unduly harsh.
Let's see some response from the texters. 402-464-5685.
Bird
in Columbus.
You did the Bill thing.
Yeah,
that wasn't too bad. No. I got to tell you, if I was rating that like we're rating the song, 8.77. No, that was pretty good.
No.
I'm going 8.777795.
Too high.
No, it was pretty good. You go back and listen after the show.
Bird says, not harsh enough. I still want his phone number.
Bird.
Please provide a cell phone.
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Kent says, not harsh at all. It's a bad look by a Nebraska legend. Sanderson, no. Nebraska had to learn from this, the Houston Chronicle, and told his staff via email, definitely not being too harsh on Trev Alberts here.
No, I came to the realization yesterday. I mean, I was talking to some people. I'm a former foundation member. People that are very close to the program, that love the program. And the disdain they feel and how jilted they feel is really striking. And those people made a very compelling case. You can be an ambitious person and still have integrity. You know, you can be an ambitious person and still have loyalty.
Yep. True.
And I mean, in working here for 2.5 years and leaving Nebraska, for instance, with a $600 million stadium project in its early stages, which he was spearheading. I mean, just having hired a head coach, having these, always talking about how Tom Osborne's like his father, and he feels so much passion about Nebraska, his alma mater. It does not line up with leaving in 2.5 years. I don't care what the job is. I mean, it's not, he didn't go to a no-brainer job. I mean, this is Texas A&M is not necessarily a destination for anybody.
No. There's a lot of money there.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, there is opportunity. But
you don't go, oh, God, he's going to Texas A&M. It's not Notre Dame.
No.
I mean.
No.
No, I it hit me yesterday in the mid-afternoon. There's not much you can say good about this.
No, it's bad all the way through.
Yeah.
And I pointed out a couple of tweets that Trev had put out yesterday.
Oh, God.
Now, there's one more I didn't even mention yet. Because, you know, Trev is trying to be, you know, kind of cool on Twitter. And Will Compton is former Husker, now Busting with the Boys, you know, podcast with Taylor Lewan. And Trev Alberts basically quote tweets it to Will and says, maybe you should bring the bus down to A&M. He said, bring Busting with the Boys. A day after he took the job down to A&M. Now, Will Compton, obviously a Nebraska graduate.
How did he respond?
I don't know if he responded yet. Trev Alberts, at the first day of being on the job at A&M, insisted that Will Compton, a Husker linebacker from the pit day, bring Bustin' with the Boys down to Texas A&M and College Station. That's why people, I mean, he's digging himself a bigger hole here.
Well, he's at the very minimum, he's showing that he's tone deaf.
Yep. Completely tone deaf.
At the very minimum. He doesn't. Now, he probably doesn't care, and he probably says it's just part of the deal. It's part of, you know, being a rising, you know, rising in his profession. I don't buy any of that.
Wes says that's called trolling. Yeah, I know he's trolling, but why is he trolling Nebraska? We didn't want him gone.
I don't know if he's...
Like, you didn't get fired here. You can troll if you fired and got hired somewhere else. Like, you were...
I don't think he's trolling.
Gainfully employed here at Nebraska.
I think he's tone deaf. I don't think he understands how people... It's possible he doesn't even understand how people are feeling here. I doubt there's a high level of care. And you could say, why would he care? I mean, there's got to be people that would say we're being harsh on him. Unduly.
Yep. Someone says, be more harsh. You're not being harsh enough on the show. Yeah. It's again, we're still in a level of shock 48 hours later from all this happening.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of information that's come out, and none of it, I don't read any of it and say, okay, I get why he's leaving. Not really. I mean, you could point to the lack of president. That's the main thing. Nebraska doesn't have a president, and it's been 200 plus days. But as Chris Dunker pointed out in the Journal Star story, that's, and we talked about in the first hour, that's pretty standard, that a search for a university president lasts that long or longer typically. So, I mean, that reasoning for him leaving, that he doesn't feel that the leadership is taken care of here, it's lukewarm. It's a lukewarm yeah. reason to me. It was a little more compelling before the Dunker article, I thought. So, not great. I mean, in what Trev said to Sam McEwen of the World Herald, there's nothing in there that I would shake my head and say, okay, I get it. No, none of it. In fact, when I read it, I'm like, what, really? That you just felt that Mark Welsh, the Texas A&M president, had a compelling vision. That's a lot of the reason for your leave. That's it? I mean, didn't you feel like didn't he feel a responsibility to his current job, to this fan base? I mean, we're in a critical stage of Nebraska athletics right now. And you're the leader, and you just walk away.
Again, like I said, this is not just a random AD that came in here that maybe it's a stepping stone job. This is Trev Alberts,
right?
Nebraska football legend, first round pick, Butkus Award winner, someone that his name's on the stadium.
Right. He's a legend here. He's not anymore though.
Yeah. I mean,
he's not anymore.
This is someone with distinct.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nebraska ties. No, that's why it's a bigger deal than a Bill Moose if you
right.
have, you know.
Right. Or Sean Eichhorst.
And yeah, I mean, Sean Eichhorst is obviously despised by Nebraska fans, but that's because he did a bad job here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is someone that was doing a decent job, it appeared, and is a Nebraska legend and just walked away because he's wanted to walk away.
2.5 years. Now, if it was 7.5 years, even if it was 5 years or 4 years,
right?
4 would be questionable.
Sure.
2.5 is way too soon and shows little integrity. Okay, it does. It shows no. These guys talk about loyalty and integrity, and they say they're defined by it. And then he does this. No, I mean it doesn't square up. Jake, I'm sorry, it doesn't square up.
Someone says he went from legend to turd real quick.
He's not going to be. I don't.
Yeah, you can't come back here.
I don't think so.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't think so. Now. Feelings change and, you know, we're still in the vortex of this storm. And once the storm subsides, maybe people feel a little differently, but I doubt it. And if Matt Rhule were to leave after this season, it would be I think the life for Trev Alberts would get harder. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it would, yeah. I mean, no. I mean, he turned his back on his alma mater.
Exactly. You turned your back on a place that helped make you what you are.
If he doesn't know that or understand it, then that's troubling to me.
Absolutely.
Like, he's got to understand it. And then he's tweets.
His tweets are so tone deaf.
Yeah, the tweets suggest that he doesn't even understand the magnitude of what he's just done. That's troubling.
Or if he does, he's being an ass, which is even worse.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It could be a little bit of both, which is, yeah, it's a double whammy, right?
Yeah.
Tone deaf, ass.
Things you don't want to be called.
Okay, now are we being unduly?
No.
Unduly harsh?
On a positive note.
Yeah, what?
There is a Nebraska basketball game tonight in the Big Ten tournament. Nebraska, with the double bye, is gifted a quarterfinals appearance in the Big Ten tournament. They'll play Indiana tonight, who beat Penn State by 2 points last night, 61-59. In other action, before we get to that game.
Yeah, go.
From yesterday, Wisconsin murdered Maryland. They were up by 40 points in the second half of the game. 40 points. I'll get the final score here in a second.
Get the final score.
They won by 30-plus, I know that, in the game. But it was 16 three-pointers by Wisconsin yesterday. In the game, Wisconsin wins 87-56 over Maryland.
And that's incredible. It is. It's incredible. Because Wisconsin hasn't played well down the stretch.
No. They beat Rutgers to close out their year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got a win going into, they lost to Purdue, though. They lost to Purdue the last game of the year. Mm-hmm. That's made them the 5 seed for sure. Yeah. The first game of the day, Michigan State beat Minnesota 77-67. So they're on to play Purdue today. Michigan State is Ohio State last night. I watched the whole game. They beat Iowa 90-78. Iowa is officially out of the NCAA tournament. No chance. They are done. Ohio State has a chance still. They still have a chance despite being a 10 seed. They have a chance at making the dance.
That's amazing.
Probably have to get to the finals at least of the Big Ten tournament.
They fire Holtman in season and the team makes an immediate turn for the better. Holtman, by the way, hired by DePaul.
Think about this for a second, and they brought this up on the broadcast. How many times has a coach been fired during the season and is hired somewhere else but where his team is still playing that he came from?
Before the season's over.
They're still playing basketball.
Fired during the season, hired before the season's over. Right. Very rare.
Yes.
Very rare. Chris Holtman, hired by DePaul.
Yep.
Questionable hire, by the way, by DePaul.
I think it's a decent hire for them.
I
like the hire.
I mean, if you're just going for decent, you'll still be DePaul.
Well, they haven't been even decent for a while.
Right.
The decent would be a massive upgrade for them.
That's true.
So that'd take that.
It would be a massive.
They went 3-29 this year.
Decent would be
They went 3-29 this year.
Decent would be an upgrade if that's what you're searching for.
Decent would
for.
Be an upgrade. Yeah. It would. Mediocre is good at DePaul right now.
Yeah.
And then the last game again, Indiana beats Penn State 61-59. Today, your schedule of games.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
In the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. By the way, Gator says, Sip, when are you leaving? You're not going.
I'm not going. I'm not.
You're not getting your hair cut. getting your favorite haircut.
No. I mean, you and Bill remarked that I could drive up there.
You could. I'd go with you. I'm not going, though.
It's tempting. I still got some work to do here in the Albert.
Get your work done. Okay, today's schedule, 11 a.m., you have Michigan State against Purdue, the Boilermakers 7.5-point favorites in that one tonight. Today. Wisconsin against Northwestern, that's the 4 versus the 5 Badgers, that's a 1:30.
You know what?
Wisconsin's favored by 3.5.
Really?
Wisconsin's favored by 3.5 points today.
I was just going to say, that's probably a game you want to watch.
Have you guessed this one? Illinois against Ohio State. That's at 5:30 on BTN. When you guess the spread for Illinois-Ohio State?
Illinois is favored. I'd say 5.5.
4.5, Illinois.
Okay, close.
And a nightcap are Nebraska Cornhuskers against Indiana, who beat Penn State by 2.
Is there a line?
Yes, please guess it.
Nebraska, it was obviously a favorite. I'd say 7.
Nebraska, 3.5 favorite against Indiana.
Hey. Simple gambling expertise.
Oh, boy.
You might want to hammer Nebraska on
Nebraska has not fared well in the Big Ten tournament in the past.
Yeah. They're not in PPA, but they play lockdown defense. Indiana's not a great offensive team, not a great defensive team. Nebraska, how have they done against Indiana? They beat them twice.
They beat them twice. It's hard to beat a team 3 times. It is.
Psychological mumbo jumbo.
That's true.
Psychological mumbo jumbo.
It's true, though.
If you're better than the team, you beat them.
You beat them by 15 on the road. You beat them by, I think, 12 in Lincoln earlier in the year.
You know what? Probably not a game Nebraska sprints off.
No.
Probably more like a 10-point win.
If you watched the game last night, Indiana is just, they're not impressive. They've got some good athletes. I like where the center Ware is athletic, but he's inconsistent. They got a couple young guys, like Renew is not that young, but Mbake, something like that.
Yeah.
I forget how to say his last name. He's a good player. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have Trey Galloway last night.
Oh, they did?
He did not play.
Hmm.
So his status for tonight's game is unclear.
Galloway's critical.
He did not play last night.
Yeah, he's critical.
They still won the game. So we'll see what happens. But Nebraska has been the four seed twice in the Big Ten. They've never won a game with the double bye. They lost to Michigan last time in 2017-18 season, which, again, NIT team. And then in 2013-14, they had a big lead against Ohio State and lost to Aaron Kraft and company. They're up by 16 points in the second half and blew it.
Remember it vividly.
But still made the tournament. So
Nebraska's not there. They can play freely. There's no pressure. What's the pressure?
They're in the dance. Nebraska is 100% in the NCAA tournament.
They can have fun. They can lock in on advancing and making it an incredibly fun weekend. So, and, you know, I think they're pretty healthy. I mean, I don't think there'll be anybody on the injury report. I mean, there's guys that are banged up. Josiah Alex ankles.
Eli Rice also still out, probably.
Yeah. Josiah Alex ankles are chronically bad. The center, Rink Mast, is, you know, knees are always an issue, especially this time of year, but nobody out. You know, they're all fine. A lot of guys battle stuff this time of year.
Are you going to call your shot? Does Nebraska win tonight?
I'd love them to win.
Are they winning tomorrow then?
Well, who would they play?
They would play the winner of Ohio State,
right.
Illinois.
Who is it, though? Who is it? I mean, who do you think?
Ohio State's going to win that game.
Yeah,
the Buckeyes are beating Illinois tonight.
I asked the question because it's a tough call.
And I don't like Nebraska against Ohio State right now.
They're
playing incredible basketball.
That's a good matchup for Nebraska, isn't it?
Just don't forget that Nebraska went on the road and lost to them. Didn't have Bruce Thornton playing.
Okay, no,
that's their best player was not playing.
Right. There's going to be some people that say, "Sip, what are you talking about? Good matchup. They just lost to them
without their best player."
Right. You think Ohio?
I think Ohio State beats Illinois today.
I don't know. It's a hard call. I don't know who won that.
Should be a great basketball game.
Yeah, that's a good game to watch.
But give me the Buckeyes.
Give you the Buckeyes.
And I think Nebraska wins, and I think it's going to be Indiana, Nebraska, Ohio State tomorrow in the semis, and you might see the Buckeyes in the finals. But knowing that Nebraska's still in the dance no matter what happens there.
Yeah. Well, Indiana, first things first. Tonight, Nebraska plays Indiana. I imagine I imagine we're on BTN.
BTN.
I think I might be watching Missing to Greg's Garage.
Oh, is that right?
I might. Yeah, I might do that tonight. I don't usually tweet during those games anyway, so I think I can just watch it. I'm not a big tweet during the game guy at this stage of my life.
Except when
you don't do a lot, except when
the loose horse is on, you know, loose horse. Horse got loose.
That's a very short tweet.
I love that. Doesn't take
much thought.
Yeah. Super Bowl, you had two tweets years ago. It was just loose horse and then horse got loose. That was it.
Who was a big
guy? LeGarrette Blunt.
Yeah, God, you have a great memory.
LeGarrette Blunt.
He's a big horse.
Horse got loose. Yeah. Before we get to break, First Rate Ag and Holdridge is your full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 25 years. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. Mention the ticket again, 308-995-8327. Go to firstrateag.com. When we come back, Bill's Thrills, a.k.a. Jake's Takes, next on a Friday, an early break on the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Life is unpredictable. But preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.